Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty. I am the teaching pastor at our soon-to-plant and soon-to-launch LifePoint Marion campus. Again, so thankful that you've joined us this morning. Over the past couple of weeks, I've used this Tuesday Drivecast slot, to bring to you just a selection from my personal devotional time. But this week, I had the opportunity and the privilege to teach at our Delaware campus and also on our LifePoint online platform. And so this past Sunday, we really came to the conclusion of the series that we've been in over the past 8 weeks, talking about the Ten Commandments and this big idea that you don't have to choose between rules and relationships. And if you've been tuning in on the Drivecast, you've heard about all about that over and over again, which is great. And but this Sunday, we actually took two different commandments. We took the ninth and the tenth, and the ninth is to not bear false witness against your neighbor. That is to basically say, be a person of truth. And I talked about how you and I, as Christians, as people who have followed the way, the truth, and the life that is Jesus, we need to be a people that reflect that truth. And so that impacts the way in which we talk to others, the way in which we talk about others. And we should really, again, be a people of truth. And we also talked about coveting, which is the 10th commandment. And to covet is really to resent someone for possessions that they have, as you are really ungrateful in the possessions that you've been given. And the reality is all things are a gift from God. And so when we are not content in the possessions that God has given us, we're actually saying, God, you've made a mistake. You haven't given us what we deserve. In reality, God has given us the ultimate gift. And we didn't deserve that ultimate gift in the person of Jesus. And so we talked about both of those things. And where I really ended up landing things, again, as we closed out this series, was in something from the movie The Grinch. And I know there's a few versions of The Grinch, but the most recent version is a cartoon version. I think it came out in 2018. And both of my boys, who are 3 and 1, love the movie. And so now that we've began to approach the holiday season, we've been watching that. And at the end of the film, there is this portion after The Grinch, and his heart has grown 3 sizes. And after he has really seen that taking all of this stuff didn't take away Christmas, that the Who's are still singing, he comes, you know, rushing down the mountain in the sleigh, and he's blowing this trumpet, and he gets into the center of Whoville, and all of the Who's are standing around silent, wondering what in the world is happening. And the Grinch gets down and he says, I stole your Christmas. I stole it because I thought it would fix something that happened a long time ago. And that line to me was just so powerful, that I thought it would fix something that happened a long time ago. And I think as we've gone through this Ten Commandments series, we could apply that to our own lives. As we've been confronted and hopefully convicted in a good way about these sin issues that exist in our life, because that's one of the functions of the Ten Commandments, to reveal in us what is sinful so that we can take that to Christ. Maybe what we've realized is we've been trying to fix this sin issue by distraction, by stealing, by placing ourselves really at the center of our lives, by trying to turn to sex, by trying to get all of the possessions to satisfy our soul, because all of us have a problem that happened a long time ago, and that problem is sin. And in this series, again, we've sort of seen these 10 different ways in which sin so commonly manifests itself, and 10 ways in which Christ gives us the power to walk in freedom from that sin, but ultimately gives us ultimate freedom because he walked perfectly in freedom from those sins. And so that was really where we landed, that trying to take an honest assessment of now that we've ended this series, and what was it for you? What were you trying to place into your heart, into your life, to fix the problem of sin? And I know for some of us that's been Jesus, and praise God for that. And even if that has been us, I also know that there are sin strongholds that sometimes still play a prevalent role in our life. And I just want to encourage us to give those over to Christ, to realize maybe the anger that boils down within us is there something deeper rooted there. And we need to bring that out and bring it to Christ. Again, maybe for others of us, it's coveting, again, the examples that I already gave, but But all of us, to some degree, oftentimes get stuck in this thought pattern of trying to fix what happened a long time ago, trying to fix the hole that sin created in our heart. And the reality is only Jesus can fix that. And the reality is only Jesus did fix that in his victory on the cross. And so I'm going to pray for us that we would be able to see the goodness of Christ and to identify these things in our life that, we need to give over to Jesus and to, repent of and to, trust Jesus to give us the ability to walk in freedom from. So I'm going to pray for us, and then I would encourage you to pray as well. And I just want to say thank you again for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. We're so grateful that you are here. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to give you time to pray as well. Father, we thank you for your word, and that your word has the power to convict us of that which is sinful, and by the power of your Spirit, who convicts us of what is righteous and what is sinful. And so, God, I ask that you would give us clarity on how in our own power we often try to fix the thing that happened a long time ago, how we so often in our own power try and fix the hole in our heart that sin created. And God, I ask that you would bring us to Jesus, and that we would see how he has ultimately won victory over sin, and that we can walk in freedom over sin because, Jesus, you were sinless and you are sinless, and, you give us a new heart and a new spirit and a new life to walk in, and one of freedom and one marked by your victory. And so, God, place on our hearts what we need to bring to you as we come to a close of this series. God, we love you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray.